Hello and happy November. It is the 2nd of November and I realize I'm doing a monthly ramble for October when it's November, but it's been nice to have a couple of days to reflect actually. I have a bit of a cold, so apologies in advance. I don't have anything written down. I don't have any points to talk about in particular. I'm just gonna do what it says. I'm gonna ramble. October was a very busy month. I managed to produce a lot of content, which I'm really pleased about. I managed to keep to my schedule. It was pretty tricky, but it was good. And I got to branch out into different genres that I wouldn't normally. A few more monster girls than normal for spoopy month. It was good. I really enjoyed it. I'm excited to go more into cozy season now, though, honestly. It is the best time of year. I can hear a plane going overhead right now. Hopefully you shouldn't be able to hear that because this mic is pretty good. I still don't know if I'm close enough to it. I thought, oh, okay, well, they say that it should be, like, a fist away, like my mouth should be, but it was a little muffled, so I'm, like, I'm pretty close to the mic right now. So hopefully it sounds okay. Please ignore my phone. I'm waiting for a call, because I think they're going to change my medication for my ADHD, so... And a lot of people are going live on Twitch right now. it's been good. I feel a lot more settled in my content creation work. I feel like I have a bit of a flow now. And I'm just so much happier than I was. I really loved teaching, don't get me wrong, I did. But I was just so burnt out and desperately needed some kind of break, you know. And, you know, working for myself like this means that I can take days. Like yesterday, I wasn't feeling too good. So I decided to do a little bit of work and then, you know, pretty much take the day off kind of thing. And I streamed a new game yesterday, actually. And my friend messaged me and they were like, I thought you weren't doing any work today. I was like, oh, it's not really work though, is it? I love streaming so much and, you know, getting to play a new game and share it is so good. Cult of the Lamb. I'm really enjoying it. I might stream a little bit more today, actually. And that's another thing as well. Having the time to explore new games, it's completely new to me. Before, I'd feel like I had to do a certain amount of work before I could allow myself to try a new game. And often I'd be so tired that I'd be like, oh, I just don't get it. But no, I'm really enjoying this one. What else? I think the biggest challenge for me this month has been recording. I can't carry on the way that I am. I don't have an enclosed space in this house that I can record in, so I just record in the bedroom. I have a little makeshift booth that's covered in sound blankets, so it's like it's open so I can sit in it, but it's surrounded by blankets. But you get a lot of the noise from either side because we live in a terraced house. So you have the noise from either side going up and down the stairs, shutting doors, things like that. You have, we have beautiful skylights in the bedroom and the booth is underneath one of them. And, you know, it has, when it rains, it's like the nicest, tinkliest sound. And when it's heavy rain, like you really hear it, which is great. But I know some people are like, oh, but, you know, rain in an audio, that's great. And it's like, yeah, it is. But I have to do a little bit of post-processing, you know, on my voice audio. So I have to try and minimize background noise. I do a couple of things to enhance my voice. And then it kind of distorts the rain in the background. So it doesn't always work that way. And obviously it's autumn, so it's windy, it's rainy. Next door had their baby, so there's been lots of crying and all that. And the 3DO is great, but it does pick up everything. That's the price you pay for not having, you know, like I don't know that. I'm not going to embarrass myself by talking about microphone types. The one where it just records your voice. Is it like condenser microphone, I think, maybe? Finding it really difficult, actually, to find the right time to record because there isn't one. And planes. There's lots of military planes flying over and they're going to, like, Wales to train around the mountains. But it's just, like, one after another after another after another and I think I'm just going to start recording really late at night and hopefully the baby next door will be asleep when I choose to record. It's just awkward because then, you know, yeah, it's okay. We're going to go and look at booths, vocal booths, this week. And hopefully, I don't know when it will be, probably maybe mid next year, I might be able to have one. And then all of my recording problems will go away, which makes me so happy, like, that's a possibility, you know? But yeah, it's something to focus on and something that if we go and see them and it's perfect, that's it. Like, I've even spoken to my boss at the restaurant I used to work at and asked if there are any positions over the next few months. Because it's like a catch-22. I would love to open commissions to kind of raise some extra funds to get this booth quicker, because that means better quality audios for you and better recording environment for me. But it's like, I can't take on commissions because I'm already struggling to do my normal audios and record because of the recording situation. So it's like, what do? And I'm not sure what's happened with Patreon this month. I don't know whether it's because I switched so that people could have subscription billing. So basically, if you pledged on the 10th, you'll get billed on the 10th next month instead of the 1st. I did that because, I'm sure it's easier for people. And I don't know whether it's messed with the numbers or it doesn't give an accurate depiction or whatever, but I lost a lot of money this month and I spent a bit of time being sad about it yesterday because I didn't really understand, you know, I worked really hard last month. And I reflected on it and, I completely understand people can't afford a luxury like a subscription to something. It's not that. It's just, it's hard not to feel like, wow, I must have done something really wrong to have lost, you know, like a big chunk of, you know, I think it was like a third of my income I've just lost. And I don't know, I'm hoping it will just level out throughout the month. Maybe that's what the subscription billing is. And as people are billed again for the month, whenever they get billed, it'll go back up. I don't really know. Anyway, it'll be fine. It's fine. I'm going to work even harder this month and we are going to have some good content. I'm going to try and stream a bit more as well because obviously it's my debut. Oh, it's my debut next month and I'm super excited for that. I just got a couple of things that I need to finish paying for and a couple more commissions to come in. And that's it. It's debut time, which is crazy. I spoke to a very well-known VA in the community today. I love her very much and we'll be doing a collab together. So I'm really excited for that. I'll be able to reveal details as soon as it's done, hopefully. And I have another collab coming out hopefully this week. And yeah, so things are just, they're moving forward, you know, I'm getting used to everything and getting used to the flow and yeah, I'm so much happier than I have been this year. This year's been a really big dip for me. There's just been so much going on. That's not to say that I haven't had amazing things happen, because I absolutely have. I think it's just my brain struggled to process everything, especially being at school. I really was not in a good place mentally. But I'm better now. I'm feeling so much better. I'm ready for another month of hard work and bringing you some good content. So, yeah. I don't think there's anything else for me to say, really. Gonna work hard. Lots of content. Gonna go look at vocal booths this week and make a plan. There's some collabs coming. There's a big travel audio coming soon. So yeah. Thank you for another month. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for still being here. It means so much to me, and I hope that I do your pledges justice. I hope you feel like it's worth it. And yeah, I'll talk to you again next month. We'll see where we are this time next month. See what's changed, see what's happened. Yeah. Take care of yourselves. Have a great month, and I'll speak to you really, really soon.